Jenny Franceschi is the Marketing Director of Advanced Packing and Marketing Services in Manjimup. She mainly works with avocado exports. And this high-pressure processing machine that's on the floor of this warehouse in front of us has been years and years in the making. And there's a fair bit of excitement about what it can do.
And it extends shelf life. So the whole idea is to be able to extend the shelf life and keep its nutritional integrity.
Do you mind just describing it for me? I mean, I can describe it too, but this space
looks like a
big... Yeah, it looks like a spaceship. That's exactly what I was thinking. A big kind of metal tube. How long is it?
I think it's about 17 metres. Yeah, and it's about 29 tonne too. It took us a bit to get it in.
Wow.
Just that chamber is 9 tonne. Just that little vessel.
And is that so that can hold all the pressure that it needs to produce in
there? Yeah, so this has a sleeve in there, and then on the outside of that sleeve, they have 300 kilometres of high tensile wire that's been around, so that when the pressure builds, it can't. And then there's another jacket that goes over the high tensile wire.
It really does look like some kind of engine part of a spaceship, and Jenny's husband, Wayne Franceschi, is here to explain a bit more about how it works.
Wondering how it works.
Yeah. But Wayne will explain how it works.
Wayne has wandered in and is going to take over explaining of how this thing works. So what is exactly is in this big tube that where all the pressure happens?
The large tube is it weighs 9 tonnes by itself. Inside is a diameter of 250 millimetres to take the tubes that go inside. It is 40 millimetres stainless steel. Encased in 40 millimetres of gun barrel steel, and then has 330 kilometres of 6 mil high tensile wire.
It sounds like a military weapon or something like that.
Yeah, the pressure that's in the vessel is the equivalent of being 82 kilometres under the ocean, so yeah, there's a lot of water pressure.
Wow, that's amazing. Guys, tell me how it works. So what I'm guessing is the produce goes in these tubes.
Produce goes into the tubes. Each tube's around about 40 kgs or 40 litres, either. Four tubes within the cylinder. Once they're in, the cylinder goes into its position. There's two plugs will go into the end of that. Water's injected into it. Plugs are then sealed off. They're braced from behind by some blocks. And then there's some hydraulic pumps which put water pressure in it, or anywhere between 75 to 85,000 psi.
And so, if my maths serves me correctly, so it's about 160 kilos of produce could go in at one time?
30 kg, my maths is bad.
And how long does the actual process of pressurising that take?
It takes around a minute and a half to get to pressure. And depending on what you're doing, depends on the length of time, but anywhere from sort of 2.5 to 5 minutes.
Under pressure.
Under pressure.